So I want to think a little bit this morning about this parable that Katrina's read to us. And we've heard about Jesus' message. We've sang about what Jesus taught. But I want to think this afternoon, what is our response to Jesus' message? How do we respond to what Jesus had to say to us? That's the big question I want to think about this morning as we have a look at this parable that the Lord Jesus told. I don't know if you've ever had to do a customer feedback. So if you've ever come across this, where you're using a product or you're doing something and they ask, well, how did that go? And they want to know, you maybe get you to fill out a survey. I don't know if you've had that experience. I would imagine most of us have had that experience when we're buying something or we're talking to somebody. When I was at work in the bank, we used to ask that. I worked in the telephone center, so we're speaking to customers over the phone and we wanted to rate how our service was. So after the phone call, you would get another call and you had to fill in. They would say, well, out of five, how do you think the person best served you? So you would say, like, one if they were terrible, five if they were really good. How well was their knowledge of the product? How well was their tone? That kind of thing. We wanted to know what you thought of us as a bank. Wonder if you've got any school teachers here, anybody that's ever taught in schools or taught. You want to know how the children are learning. You want to know how the children are listening to you and how well you're communicating. So you do little things like you'll ask questions, you'll do quizzes. And you don't do that just to have a quiz, just because quizzes are fun. I might be the only person that thinks quizzes are fun. But you do that because you want to see how well the children are learning, how well they're feeding back to you. That's why we ask questions. We could do a survey here when we're going out. We could ask you how well you heard the team, how well you heard me, how well you understood my accent, I could gauge how well you were listening. We would want to do that. That's the reason we look for feedback. That's the reason we do surveys. We ask questions. And you know, Jesus was the same. Jesus has been teaching. He's teaching the people and he's interested in what they're thinking. He's interested in their response. And when Jesus is talking to the crowd, he tells this parable. And as we'll see, as we have a look at the parable, he's interested in what people are hearing. And he's interested in what people think about him and what people think about his message. And so Jesus is interested in people's response. And you know, it's the same 2,000 years later, even this afternoon in 2020, Jesus is interested in our response. And he wants to know how we are responding to his message and to him as a person. So what was Jesus' message? What was Jesus teaching? Well, we thought a little bit about this last week from the Gospel of Mark, and we've been singing about it again. Who is Jesus? Who is this man, Jesus? It's all about him, and why did he come? Why did he come into the world? In Mark chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus said, "The time has come, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." This was the message that Jesus took out. He says later on in the Gospel, even the Son of Man, that's what Jesus referred to himself as, even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. We've been singing about that, haven't we? How Jesus went to the cross to rescue us from our sin. Matteo was telling us about the guilt that he had before God and how Jesus is able to take that guilt away and he offers us to reconcile us to God. We are broken people. We've disobeyed God and we're deserving of death. We're deserving of God's wrath. But Jesus came to save us. And Jesus came to rescue us. If we want to come to know God, it's through Jesus. Jesus said one day, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. No one comes to God except through me." That was Jesus' message. So when we're thinking about what Jesus' message is, that's what Jesus was teaching. And that's what Jesus was teaching the people. Who is he and why did he come? And Jesus is now interested in what the people think. Jesus is interested in their response. Again, we have a crowd comes to the Lord Jesus. We read there in verse 1, "The crowd that gathered round him was so large that he got into a boat and sat on it out in the lake while the people were at the shore at the water's edge." I would judge, we don't really know with the gospel because Jesus taught for about 3 years and Mark doesn't really bother about when the calendar is and what time of year it is. But I would judge he's maybe been teaching for about a year, maybe there or thereabouts. And he's become quite famous. He's going about healing people. He's doing these miracles. People are hearing about Jesus and they want to come. And there's thousands and thousands of people that are coming to listen to the Lord Jesus. But Jesus cares about what they think. Jesus is looking out into the crowd. He's seeing the people that are coming to hear him. And he begins to teach these parables because he cares about what they think. And he doesn't just care about the crowd. He's not interested in popularity. He's interested in individuals. He's interested in the individual people in the crowd, and he cares about what they think. And we see that as we read through the Gospels. He cares about individuals. He goes to Bartimaeus, the blind man. He goes to Zacchaeus, the tax collector. He goes to Matthew, the tax collector. He goes out of his way to meet individual people because he cares about what people think, and he cares particularly about what people think about him. One day Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And he took the disciples aside and he asked them that. And as we read through Mark's gospel, everybody's got an opinion. The teachers of the law have an opinion. The crowd has an opinion. The disciples have an opinion. Even King Herod has an opinion. The king in the land, he has an opinion about who Jesus is. And Jesus is interested in what we think. And you know, it's the same 2,000 years later. Jesus has died. He's risen from the dead. He's in heaven today. And he still cares about what you think. And he cares about each of us as individuals this afternoon, and he cares about what our opinion is of him and what our opinion is of this message, of his message. And as we have a look at the parable, Jesus is gauging their interest as he's looking out into the crowd, and he tells this parable. He tells about the different types of soil. Which one are we? He's interested in our opinion of him. So we have a very simple story. He tells about a farmer that goes out to sow some seeds. We have the four different types of soil. It's cross-cultural, isn't it? Even 2,000 years ago, you could understand this because you would see the farmers out in the seeds. Even nowadays, we still have farmers. We still have crops. It's a simple message that all of us can understand. I can remember being 9, 10 years old, and this was taught at school assemblies, and the minister would come in, and sometimes he didn't really get the meaning of the parable, but he would teach this story, and even then I could understand it, and I reckon if you could take my 9-year-old self here, I could probably explain to you what the parable was about. I think it is that simple that all of us can understand. You know, usually when you're preaching, try to understand what the passage says. So I read it through a couple of times, and then I get an idea of what the structure is, and I try and understand what the passage is saying. And then there's a bit where you go and have a look at commentaries, and it's just to make sure that I've not gone way off the rails and I'm not just giving you my own opinion. I want to check my opinion to what other people say and other learned people have said, and just to check my opinion's okay. With this story, I mean, I've still did that, don't worry. But with this story, it's a bit easier because Jesus actually explains to us what the parable means. The disciples came to Jesus and they asked him, and they were wondering, what did Jesus mean? And Jesus explains it to us. So we don't need a lot of help because Jesus tells us what the parable means. It's a simple story. There are four types of soil, four different kinds of soil, and there's four different kinds of people. And as Jesus is looking out in the crowd, he sees that every time he teaches his message, there's four different types of people and four different types of responses to his message. The Bible talks about the heart. It's a bit different 2,000 years ago to what we mean. When we talk about the heart, we thought about Valentine's Day this week, and the heart is a heart of love, and it's the emotion. They thought a bit differently. So when they use the word heart, it's not really the emotions, it's more your mind and your will and how you decide to do things. If you get up and you decide, am I going to do the right thing or the wrong thing, that's your heart. You make choices. And that's when Jesus talks about the heart, he's talking about our inner person, our mind, our will, or how we make decisions. That's what Jesus is talking about. And the four different types of soil are going to tell us about four different types of people. And as Jesus is looking out in the crowd, there are these four different types of people that are hearing the message Jesus is teaching, and they're responding to it in four different ways. And you know, it's exactly the same today. Every time this message is read, every time the Bible is read, there will be four different types of responses. For the last 2,000 years, all over the world, wherever you come from, when this word is read and when God's message is understood, there are four different types of responses. And that's the challenge this afternoon. Which kind of person are we? Which of the four soils do we fit into? How do we respond to the message of Jesus? It's a big question. And you know, quite often we worry about other people and we think, what are they thinking about the message and what are other people understanding? But really we need to examine ourselves. It's about us, and it's between us and God, us as individuals. What do we understand of Jesus' message? And which soil, which response are we? The next bit's a bit difficult, so the message is quite simple. But then Jesus, when he was alone, the 12 came to him, verse 10 and verse 11. He told them, the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside he said these things in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven. What does Jesus mean by that? Because that's quite strange. Usually we say that Jesus teaches the parables to take complicated things and make them easier to understand. And that's what we normally understand by parables. But Jesus is saying actually the opposite to that. Jesus takes things that are simple and he teaches it in parables so that the people couldn't understand. And what did Jesus mean by that? That's quite strange. Well, what I think Jesus is saying is that actually, although there's four different responses, there are two kinds of people. There are people that understand what Jesus is saying and accept what Jesus is saying, and there are people that don't. And as we look at the four different soils there, there's the soil, was a table, that, oops, sorry, there was a table there. Soils one, two, and three, these together are not listening. They're not understanding what Jesus is saying. And soil four, those are the ones that accept what Jesus says. Jesus said this after he told the parable, whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. And as we hear the message of Jesus, there are the four different responses, but there are also two groups of people. There are those that hear and understand and accept what Jesus says, and there are those that don't. And the ones that don't, they can't understand the parable, no matter how simple it is, and no matter what Jesus says, those types of people will not understand what Jesus is saying. So again, we need to examine ourselves. As we hear what Jesus says, which type of people are we? Do we understand what Jesus is saying? Do we accept what Jesus is saying is true? That's an important question. It's a matter of life and death. It's a matter of our souls and our standing before God. We need to ask ourselves this afternoon, which type of people are we? Which soil are we? Which category do we fall into as we hear the words of the Lord Jesus? So the parable, again, fairly simple parable. We've got the four different types of soil. And the first three soils, we said, those are the ones that don't understand what Jesus is saying and don't accept Jesus' message. Firstly, there's the hard-hearted, the path that Jesus talks about. The seed fell in the path and the birds came along and ate up the seed. And Jesus tells us that the seed is the message. The seed is what Jesus is preaching, his word. And the soils are the different types of people, the hearts, the different types of heart that respond to him. And the hard heart is hard-hearted, not interested in what Jesus has to say, doesn't care about what Jesus has to say. And Satan is there to take God's word away. We were chatting with Gordon this week, and we were going around giving the good news papers around the doors, and we've had experience of that as GLOW students before. We've gone around and talked to people in the doors, and every now and then you get someone who's an atheist, and you get someone who's quite hard, and the moment you open the door, they're angry. And why have you come to my door? Why have you come to me with this message? And sometimes you get on the doors, don't put mail in here, no religious groups. You know, people are angry, and before you've even said anything, before they even know who you are, they're hard-hearted. They don't want to listen, and they don't care about what you have to say. And there's some people that just, they hate God, and they hate Jesus, and they hate Jesus' message. Those are the hard hearts. And when Jesus' word is preached, there will be those who just don't care. And I don't know, maybe you're like that this afternoon. Maybe you think this is all a lot of rubbish, and you're not interested in what Jesus has to say. That's the hard heart, the first type of soil. The second one Jesus talks about was the rocky soil, where they are interested, the seed lands, and it starts to grow, but there's not a depth of soil. There's not a great depth to the plant, and then the sun comes out, and it roasts the plants. That's the second type of soil. And, you know, they hear the message. It sounds good. It sounds pleasant. It sounds they want to hear more about it, but it doesn't really make a big difference in their life, and it doesn't change anything about their lives. You know, back at home, we have quite a few people that come along to our Sunday services, and they're there every week, and they've heard the gospel a lot of times, and, you know, they understand. I think this is maybe one of the most common soils in the UK, where they go along to church every week, they understand what Jesus is saying, but it doesn't make any difference to their lives, and doesn't change anything about them. And, you know, it's strange how you go every week on a Sunday and you hear about how you're a sinner, you've broken God's law, you deserve hell, and they think that's a kind of pleasant message, and they go along and listen. But then on the Monday, it makes absolutely no difference to their life whatsoever. You know, it's a very dangerous place to be, where we become numb to the gospel and it makes no difference to our lives. This is not about judging other people. This is not about looking to other people and saying which type of soil are they. Remember, this is between us and God. This is about our own selves. Which type of soil are we? God knows our hearts. God knows which type of soil we are, and he knows how we responded to the message. This is a challenging word from the Lord Jesus. Are we the type of people that it doesn't make any difference to our lives? And then third, there's really the saddest of all. There's people who do understand what Jesus is saying and accept what Jesus is saying. They know that they're sinful. They know that they need forgiveness, and they want to believe, and yet other things get in the way. And they might go on for years, and other things come in. And Jesus talks about that. He talks about the desire of wealth. He talks about the desire of other things, the desires of the hearts, the worries of the world, the worries of life. These things come in, and they distract our attention. I've had friends that, same age as me, that grew up with me, that were baptized, that were in church, that were active, that were evangelizing, and they're nowhere now. And they don't believe at all. They're in the world. They just get distracted with other things, and they walked away. And, you know, it hurts me. It breaks my heart. They were my friends. They prayed with me together. They believed with me. And I don't know where they are. And I see them on Facebook, and I see some of the things they post, and I know some of the things they get up to, and I don't know where they stand before God. This is the saddest of all the soils, the ones that were close, that were so close. You know, Jesus taught one day, there are many that will come to him and they'll say, Lord, Lord, and he will say, depart from me, for you never knew me. And this is a serious thing to really examine ourselves before God, to ask ourselves these difficult questions. We need to ask ourselves these questions. Which type of soil are we? This is about life and death. This is about our standing before God. But there is good news, isn't there? There is the good soil, the last one. And Jesus talked about those who would accept what Jesus has said. They would just simply believe what Jesus says. You don't have to work to please Jesus. You don't have to bring anything. Mateo talked about his guilt before God and how Jesus just takes it away. Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. All we need to do is to accept him. All we need to do is to make him number one in our life, make him center of our life, make him Lord of our life. And what a difference he makes. He saves us. He promises us eternal life with him in heaven, but he changes our character as well. And I think that's what the fruit is about, the character. Jesus changes what we're like. We don't want to sin anymore. He gives us love and joy and peace, and he changes our hearts. He changes us from the inside out. And this is what Jesus is offering to the people as they listen, that if they would just have ears to hear and accept what Jesus is saying, Jesus can completely change our lives and turn us upside down. He has risen from the dead. He offers us newness of life. He offers us God's Holy Spirit to dwell inside of us and to change us from the inside out. As we pray to him, as we ask him to change us, as we read his word and see what he has to say, God begins to change us and transform us. And if we do that, if we make him Lord of our life, Jesus promises that we will live with him eternally in heaven. This is the good soil. I wonder today, is that you? Do you accept what Jesus has said? We need to ask ourselves the question before God, do we understand what Jesus is saying? And have we made him Lord of our lives? Have we surrendered our lives to him? All we need to do is to pray to him, to ask him to save us, and to be willing to believe and to make him Lord of our lives. That's what Jesus asks, and Jesus commands all of us. Will you follow him? Will you be one of the good soil who accepts what Jesus has done? Notice in the parable, there's some that produce 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. It doesn't matter what kind of Christian we are. Some of us are good for God and we produce loads of character for God and we live life as good Christians. Others of us, we're not that great as Christians and we mess up and we make mistakes all the time. But we've still accepted what Jesus has said and we've still made him Lord of our life. That's the difference, is to accept the message and to accept what Jesus has said. I wonder, as you stand yourself before God, which type of soil are you? And we need to ask ourselves the question, not of anybody else, but look to ourselves. So we've accepted what Jesus has said. We've made him Lord. What's next? What does that mean for us next? Jesus begins to bring about this character in us, this love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Those are the fruit of the Spirit that Jesus brings about in our life. But what about the farmer? I don't know if you noticed in the story, Jesus says, listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. I mean, he explains the parable. He doesn't tell us who the farmer is. He says the farmer sows the word. And if you look at this in Matthew and Luke as well, because the parables in the three Gospels, it doesn't tell us who the farmer is. And I think that's for a reason. He tells us the birds are Satan. He tells us the seed is the word of God. Who is the farmer? Well, I think that's deliberate. I think the farmer could be anybody. The farmer's not identified. Jesus was the farmer. Initially, obviously, Jesus sowed the seed. But we are called to be the farmer as well. If we accept what Jesus says, we have to go and then sow the seed, then tell people the message of Jesus and spread that message. And that's all of us. Jesus commands all of his disciples. He says, go and make disciples and go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. That was the great commission that Jesus gave to all of his followers. If we're a follower of Jesus, we need to be farmers. We need to be going out and sowing seeds. We need to be telling people who Jesus is and spreading this good message. So you see that there begins to be a kind of progression as we go through. We accept more of what Jesus says, but then if we believe what he says, Jesus changes us, and then we can go out and we can sow the seed and we can share that message with others. And we can see those different types of responses. So we've seen today that Jesus is interested in what we think. As Jesus teaches his message, as his word is read again and again, Jesus is interested in what we think. He cares about what we believe. He cares about what we think of him. And Jesus cares about each of us this afternoon. He cares about what we think of him and how we respond to the message. We've seen that there are four different responses, four different types of people that respond to Jesus' message. There's the hard soil, the rocky soil, the soil with the thorns, and then there's the soil that accepts what Jesus says, the good soil. And only one of them, only the good soil saves, only one of them makes a difference in our lives and changes who we are. Which type of soil are you? That's the question this afternoon. As you consider yourself before God, as you pray to God and speak to God, what type of response have you got to Jesus' message? What do you believe of what Jesus says? Will you make Jesus Lord of your life? Will you be like the good soil that accepts what Jesus says? You don't need to bring anything to Jesus. You don't need to do anything impressive. You just need to believe what he said, to pray to him, to ask him to save you, to read his word and begin to follow him and to make him Lord of your life. That's what Jesus asks of all of us. I wonder, which type of soil are you? So that's the question I leave with you this morning. Which type of soil as you come before God? Let's just close in prayer. Father, we just come before you and we give thanks for the simplicity of your word. We give thanks that whoever we are, no matter what age we are, no matter what language we speak, no matter where we come from, Father, we can understand what Jesus has to say to us. And Father, we just give thanks that he cares about what we think, Father, that he would leave heaven, he would come down to this earth, he would die on the cross to save us from our sins. And all he asks is that we believe and follow him. Father, we just pray for each of us this afternoon. We pray that you would bless us. We pray that you would speak to our hearts. We pray that all of us would be that good soil that accepts what you've said and begins to put these things into practice. And we might become farmers and sow the seed and telling others about Jesus. We pray that you would look after us just now. Take us home safely and look after us for the rest of the day. I give thanks for Duncan Road Church. I give thanks for the people here. And I just pray that you'd be with them for the rest of the week. And we would see that good fruit. We would see that change in life. Father, we ask that you would bless us now in your son's holy and precious name. Amen. We're going to sing one more song together just about the peace that the Lord Jesus brings. If we become a follower of him, he brings that peace. When peace like a river attendeth my way. And we're going to sing that one just as we close this afternoon. Thank you.